मनो और लक्ष्मण ने परम पूज्य गुरुदेव का रोल नंबर सुनना वाले कावले पनी आई जो ब्रह्मवर्चस्व बलिवैश्य भोजन मुंदु प्राण आहुतुलु इंचेस्ते चालु అది ఇంపార్టెంట్ హౌ టు ఎంటర్ డ్రీమ్ స్టేట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వెరీ సింపుల్ గో టు డ్రీమ్స్ గెటింగ్ ఇన్ టు ఎ డ్రీమ్ బట్ హౌ ఎంటర్ లైక్ ఎ డ్రీమ్
హౌ కెన్ హీ మేక్ అదర్స్ సీ హిస్ డ్రీమ్స్ ఆల్సో
బై బికమింగ్ ఎ సైంటిస్ట్ All scientists do their dreams to all. To make your dream a fact, you could make others also see it. As simple as that. Jatul kadha hoti le. Pillal kadha hoti le. And then chala serious ka ichcha na le. Answer it. That is scientists. And at present they are dreaming about a medicine for cancer. అంతే దట్ ఈస్ డ్రీమింగ్ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ద ఆన్సర్ టు రత్నాకర్స్ టు గెట్ ఎ డ్రీమ్ యూ షుడ్ నో హౌ టు డ్రీమ్ యాజ్ సింపుల్ యాజ్ దాట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫైండింగ్ ఇట్ ఐఎమ్ టెలింగ్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ జనరల్ ఆన్సర్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు సీ ఎ డ్రీమ్ You should know first to dream. Dreaming is having a meaning to live, to get a result, as scientists do. They dream, do the practice, they do it repeatedly, and get the dream to all. Why not you? Ratnakar. And our dreams are very simple. As Param Pujya Gurudev has said, that we should know about your astral body, Pranamaya Shariram. That is our dream. And to make it a fact is a simple half a minute practice every day, taking your food with Advaita. That is the real scientist. Of the rishis for us. All of you getting it? Bali Vaishya, that is the real science which you have to see it and make others tease. Do it. And I am making it very seriously. And just because it is very simple, you should remember what Einstein said. The simpler the thing, the greater are the truth. And the greatest is always simplest. That is what Einstein has said. And I don't think such a great experiment you are doing every month for 1 minute. I can't make something simplest to get prana, the pancha pranas. All the questions are coming. And about Atul's answer, how can he make others see his dreams also by doing them true? I think the parents must explain him that to make a dream is the real way of living. The parents, Madhuri, am I clear? If not, I will try to more about it. Okay. I am waiting for questions. All these questions is a question-answer questions. But always remember, I want 1 lakh people to do this. Balivaishya and Pragna Hotra Vidya. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter. What I am trying to tell you about two things is, there are Pancha Maha Yajnas for the five Bhutas. And those five Bhutas is one aspect which you do into the fire. And when you are using to the fire, you always say, idam na mama. Means, it is not I am doing it. It is a small part in the Mahayajna. But when you are doing your yajna for yourself, naturally it is not idam na mama. It is only perfectly to you. I think they have understood the question. Life is though simple, but in his own way we have made it sufficiently complex. So, I will try to move those complexes to make it simple. And if possible, simpler. And Parampuja Gurudev will make it simplest. And if possible, simplest. I use such an English? I can use it? Okay. Oh, use it? We have made life complex. Let us first make it simple. If possible, simpler. Then simplest. Einstein has said, the higher level of science, simpler it is. In the entire power for energy, it just is equal to mc squared, as simple as that. And I will give a simpler from Parampuja Gurudev. Questions are said, Japtanama. Please tell us about Surya. Before we want Surya Vigyan, we should know about Vigyan. We think about Vigyan, but you should always remember that the most simplest scientist is breathing in and out. That is the Vijnana Kosha's first step of Vayu. This all of you has understood. I am telling about Surya Vigyan. I am definition Vigyan. And in Vigyan, in a science, we always talk about a formula. The entire Vigyan is full of Vigyas. Vigyana. The simplest Vigyana is atom turning into energy. And you know that once you know the difference, the atom becoming energy, the atom becomes terrifically powerful. All of you following it? Doorko question ki nenu cheppanu kada. A formula is the importance of Vijnaname Kosha. This much all of you understood it? Maat, adugute munduku veltanu nenu. All of you understood it? So, when we talk about Vijnaname Kosha or science, it always thinks with formulas. That is the first thing which you should learn. Now, when we say a formula, we know there is a theory behind it. Every scientific formula is based on some theoretical life or energy. For example, I have already told you about the equation. You write the equation also. E is equal to mc squared. Why I am talking about these formulas, you try to understand. And then V is equal to IR. That is the Ohm's law. You know these equations in science? V is equal to IR is between volts, amperes. You remember these equations? That I will bring. Don't run, Madhuri, please. Rub it off. Rub it off from the another equation in science, anyone? M1 M2 by d squared. All these are based on laws. Now, when we come the laws of prana, the pancha pranas, you know, this is just linked with soham. That is the equation. Soham is the formula. If you are understanding, you try to understand the theory behind it. It is the basis of your living. If the breath is there, you live. If the breath is not there, well, I don't know what it means. Am I clear? All of you first understood the theory of it, of soham. Show the equation soham. Put it on soham. And you know, in Sanskrit when you write soham, between so and hum, there is something like a capital S. You know that? All of you understand? And someone can put that S between so and hum, I will be happy. That is the real equation. Yes, that is right. But between so and hum, there must be a capital S, actually. All of you know in Sanskrit, you don't write it at soham, but between so and hum, the akara, I don't know if you can understand that much of Sanskrit. Whatever you call it, if those who don't know it, what luptakara will be there? Huh? I don't understand what I am asking you to know. Put a capital S there. What is so difficult? Between so, put a capital S and hum. Actually there is not S, capital S, but it is a lupta A. Not like that, but vertical. Aruna has written that. It should have made it vertical. That's it. Soham is the equation. Very clear to all of you? That is the real formula of soham. All of you are understanding it? All of you soham understood? Yes. Now, the theory. Basis of soham is based on breathing. As I said, all scientific formulas are simple and your life is just breathed in, going in and going out breath. As simple as that. But once you know the theoretical science, just as when you C is equal to E is equal to mc squared, there is a lot of theory behind it about atoms, the atomic energies and then that critical mass and how and everything. Similarly for soham, you should have five techniques of breathing actually, or you can say five types or two types of air which go into in and out, which we call it as the vital airs, pranas. Is it very clear? All of you got? Your soham or your breathing, I am talking about Surya Vigyan. Don't forget it. For that I am telling all these things, so that to know Surya Vigyan, breathing is the must. Are you following it? I am talking about Surya Vigyan and I am telling you about breathing. The five A's. And when you see that particular soham equation, so on one side, hum is the other side, and between you can take it as the equivalent. Now you see this. When you are breathing, your life is going in. Is this very clear to you all? It is not air that is going in, remember. Because if only breath would have been the life, well, by breathing would have lived. So, when we are talking about so, capital S hum, it is a vertical equivalent. I don't know if I can make you understand it, that the animals are horizontal, the equivalent will be horizontal. But soham equation, the backbone is straight, vertical. That is so vertical hum. So you can take that us as your vertical bone. I am not saying as if, but it is. You have understood to all this level? Okay. So, when you are say, oh, along with air, the prana goes in. And when you bring it out, you know that air or that prana is not coming out. No. Just as when oxygen goes in, the carbon dioxide goes out. Similarly, when the so is saying, the O goes in, and when you are leaving it out, it is not O but Ma. So O goes in and Ma goes out and it becomes Om. Om. Now you are just trying to understand that whenever you say the word O, be very careful, I am talking the theory aspect of soham. Whenever you bring something O into you, remember one thing, that because of that O, air prana going in, you become what you are. I am not talking about Om. I am talking now about O. So what is happening? As this equation goes into you, it changes from something change it to you. I think I could make you understand what I am trying to tell all of you. Just as the air which everyone takes, when it goes in, it becomes his I am, aham, I am, because of that breath, because of that prana, the O. All of you are understanding. Those who have not understood, very good, I will tell you. Those who don't understand, please do ask. Now, see, I am telling something was his most important of E is equal to mc squared, where the atom is becoming the atomic energy, the same level of Adhyatmika Einstein is Soham. Instead of E is equal to mc squared, we are using Soham. The only thing is, so not the horizontal equivalent but a vertical equivalent or the backbone. So backbone hum. This much of the equation you are able to understand? That is more important. Ammaji, you got the equation? I am talking about the formula, Soham. So you do remember the equation, you don't forget about Soham and your what all nonsense you know. Forget about all those things. But the answer is correct. So is horizontal. Who did you ask you to think yourself to understand what I am going to tell you? I am not thinking anything about horizontal or hum. I am telling E is equal to mc squared, the equivalent is horizontal. E is equal to mc squared, you see the equation. Write it there, E is equal to mc squared. That is horizontal. For Soham, I am saying so vertical hum. You should put it to equivalent also vertical. That's right. It's right. It's right. You see the, what should I say, comparison. Comparison between the horizontal E is equal to mc squared equivalent and the vertical so hum vertical. Wait. All of you got this much of the equation? Nobody is saying any answer. I think I can close it. Now you understand one thing. Now I am telling what the horizontal and vertical I am talking. In E is equal to mc squared 2 animal level, the horizontal horizontal equivalent E is equal to mc squared. Is this clear? But for us, not for animals, for human beings, it is a vertical backbone equivalent. Now it is clear. That equivalent is just like our vertical backbone. That's why they say so. Very clear? The equation of Soham, you have seen the equation? The equation is your backbone. Very clear? Now, when the so is coming in, the o is coming in, you know, just as the air everywhere is the same, the o sound is the same to all which goes in. But when it goes into him through the nose, a change comes. The air of O has become ego. The Soha means the whole Om has become your own ego. Now you understand the O means the all. So when you say Om, you say we are talking about all. O means all. And when you say Ma, it means the ego. And between this So and Ma is your backbone. That is So, Hum. Now you understood the first basis of the theory. All of you understood So, Hum means? All of you got it, the equation? Okay. Now, the level of consciousness is based on five level of consciousness. The physical, the emotional, the mental, intuitional, and atmic. You know these five? Very clear? Now you try to understand the equation. Just be slowly understand again, the physical, emotional is equal to intuition, Atma. The mental is equivalent. And now instead of mental, you see the weight, see the equation. Atma, comma, Atma plus intuitional, vertical backbone, emotional, comma, physical plus. Kafi ya thought, emotion, action hoga? Got the equation now? Is you have done it wrong. I have taught it. It is from Atma, first Atma. There is a wrong equation. That is the correct equation. Atma, backbone, emotional plus physical. Now you are really seeing the equation, how it is developing. The So is Atma intuitional, but through the backbone your emotional physical happens, and the link is between the backbone, the mind. So the vertical band is the mind. But the time is over. What can I do? Now if they are able to hear it, I can continue. And if any one man leaves, I will leave the class. Because I can't take in the class. My principal will not accept it. Because the other sent, another lecturer will come to the class. As simple as that. But if the other lecturer doesn't come, and the students want to hear it, I can continue till up to 3 a.m. Why not? I am giving an equation, a scientific equation of Soham, which Parampuja Gurudev can never give it. I am okay. Okay. Now you are asking that Soham is just like E is equal to mc squared equation. Very simple. Very simple. A simple Vijnanamaya formula. You should know as that. It is the equivalent between two things. Just as the energy is equal to mass because there is a c squared. Put that E is equal to mc squared. Science of Parampuja Gurudev. Now you see these things. E is energy. Okay, on one side Atma and intuition, and then mass. C squared is a constant, 2 times velocity c. Well, for us it is c cube, because we have 3 levels, as simple as that. So don't worry about those equations. You didn't understand?
C cube.
E is equal to mc squared is a physical matter becoming energy. The velocity of light is c squared. Is it not? In Soham, it is not c squared. The constant is c cube. The physical, emotional, and concrete mind. And what are these three? Is Bhur, Bhuvaha and Swaha of Om. I already told Om, Soham, Om. So Om, Bhur, Bhuvaha, Swaha. As simple as that. The equation is over. Bhur is physical, Bhuvaha is emotional, Swaha is concrete mind. That is the sea velocity lights.
What is it?
M is the mass. Your mass, your physical body. Each man has got his own M. I will have 80 kg MA, but someone can have exactly 64, which maybe tomorrow I can become. But again the equation will be the same. The constants are same. The mass changes. Okay? And now, if you want to understand it in a much better way, you put the vertical line. Vertical line, two vertical lines. I want a two vertical line. Right. Very good. Now you see. On one side, on the right side of us, is a vertical line, the backbone, with physical, emotional and concrete mind. Okay. And now on the other side, the Atma, the Vijnana, what to whom? Mental plane? Abstract mind. So the mental mind is the vertical backbone, is the cause for that. All of you, anyone who has got it, what I am telling, please explain what I am trying to tell about so vertical hum. So you write the equation, right? Atma, Vijnana, higher mental, on one side. Concrete mind, emotional, physical is on side. So, hum. Very clear? And this vertical, it is our backbone. Okay? Very clear? So, Atma, Vijnana and higher mental is concrete mental, emotional, physical is hum. As simple as that of the human life. That is the formula of living. Naturally, these are linked with five pranas. Now, you have the Atma and the Vijnana Vayus, what is known as Paikilladeti?
Udana.
Udana and? Udana question mark. Udana question mark. That is on the left side. So, am I clear, all of you? And now, another again three, Vyana, Prana, and Kindakalledi, Apana. That's it. Please correct it. This is the correct equation. All of you got it? And now, this Vyana is for the Uchar mind on one side, lower mind Vyana is on the other side. They don't understand. I know all those things. I know all those things. Put it down. You know the signs. You are understanding. Put question mark, no Atma. You should say Atma kante mundu question. Question taravata Udana, Vijnana, higher Vyana. That is the correct formula. Thank you. Okay, now understand the correlationship. Okay, Amma, all of you got it? All of you got Soham? You got it, Alena? Jai Guru.